So first, let's address the current need, teaching kids during COVID time. Most schools have moved to a virtual platform to deal with the current pandemic. Let's find out from teachers how they've been handling it. Let's begin the show today by asking three teachers for their insights. They're all South Asian, and therefore, you might relate to what they have to say within the context of our culture. So the question is, how has virtual teaching been for you?
We often talk about growth mindset in our classrooms. We encourage kids to try something new and talk about learning new things. Virtual teaching has been a great example of a growth mindset for teachers. I have to be completely honest. As a teacher, when I was asked to try virtual learning, the first feeling was that of the fear of the unknown. As teachers, we are accustomed to brick and mortar schools and having a face-to-face interaction with kids all day. So when the need for virtual learning arose, we had to explore a different side of our teaching style. Virtual teaching does require a different set of skills, but the foundation of teaching is still the same. For me personally, virtual teaching has been a tremendous confidence booster as a teacher. I'm designing my lesson plan so that it is engaging to the students as well as it provides the skills they need to learn. In many ways, I still start my day similar to what I did in a physical classroom with a virtual morning meeting with my students, checking on each other, sharing our happenings from the previous day, which I think is extremely important now more than ever before. In terms of instructions, when teachers conference with each other, which we often do, we exchange online resources. For example, it could be a video to enhance a concept being taught. And we also understand that students have limitations since they may or may not have academic help from their parents. We have to think of the most important skill they need in order to move to the next grade and work towards making sure the students have those set of skills.
Now let's hear a middle school teacher's perspective of virtual learning.
Well, first and foremost, whether in person or remotely, as teachers, we are not only teaching subjects, we are teaching children. The experience between a teacher and students goes well beyond academics and content. Think about it. If any of us adults look back on our school days, what do we remember? We don't necessarily fondly remember those formulas or specific lesson plans that were taught, but we do endearingly remember our teachers. Honestly, I don't think I realized just how important is this social aspect of learning and teaching until now, where although our students see their classmates and teachers daily virtually as they would in a regular schedule, there's no more of that hallway time between classes or that recess time where they can just run around and joke with each other and be themselves. And there is less interaction that now takes place in a virtual classroom than would be in a physical classroom. And perhaps for me as a teacher, this is probably the most challenging aspect of virtual learning. We are actually now learning more about real life than just from a textbook, however. For example, exponential graphs have taken on a new meaning and comprehension, especially now when we're learning how to graph by looking at the Worldometer website, seeing how COVID-19 positive cases have grown exponentially. Having said all that, if there is one word that could sum up my virtual experience, it is flexibility. It's not that we have compromised or changed our standards, but I can say as a teacher, I have become more tolerant, and I hope more empathetic, and definitely I am learning to adapt to the flexible nature of our new normal.
Stay tuned to hear how a young teacher mom is juggling her job with parenting.